I say to you today, my friends, this is a sound that will pick you up and land you in a place of euphoria.
Across Australia.
I give to you
Weekend Breakfast with Dylan Alcott, Tanya Hennessy, and Angus O'Loughlin.
Hello, Australia. Hello, Dylan Alcott.
G'day, Gussie boy.
What up, Tanya Hennessy?
Morning, boys.
Let's address the elephant in the room. We've got some big personal news.
Yeah, we do.
My niece has started toilet training, which is fantastic.
That's awesome news.
Yeah.
No.
Happy birthday, dear.
You thought we forgot, Tanya?
I knew, Gussie, you are a salty radio dog. You don't forget anything.
I made the team not mention anything before the show in the hope that Tanya thought we'd forget just so we could roll out some Stevie Wonder. How old are you, Tanya?
Happy 25th birthday, T-Bag.
25. No, I'm 34. Oh, God.
Like 34?
Yeah, 34.
Aren't you looking youthful?
Can I tell you, I used to freak out about my birthday. Every year I used to cry, like genuinely cry. Oh. I was like, just terrified of getting older. Mm. But then I realised it's actually a privilege to get old.
And 100%.
I'm like, yeah, like not everyone gets the chance to grow old. So I'm like, yeah, this is baller. And I'm happy to be 34. And I reckon I've had a pretty good 34 years.
A good run. A new makeup line which launched yesterday. Yep. It's a price line.
Yeah. She almost sold out across Australia, which
already?
Is pretty wild.
Already?
Huge.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So a big happy birthday, T-Bird.
Thanks, boys.
Would you rather be... anywhere else, or is this exactly where you want to be on your birthday?
I'll be honest, it goes bed and then this.
Okay great. And if you want any more presents, our present is your presence. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. If I could just be hugged by both of you, that's it. I'd love it.
Let's do a radio request. It's your birthday. What song, any song you want in the world, can we play for you?
I love Lizzo.
Well, let's do it. Good as hell.
What are the chances? That was already on the sheet.
No, because we knew. We pre-planned it.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
You're listening to Angus, the salty radio dog. There's not a single topic he hasn't covered.
It's true. Angus has been in radio for like 400 years. And
right?
In the biz.
Where have you done radio, Angus?
When Cairns, Townsville, Tassie, Sunny Coast, Adelaide, Sydney, Adelaide, Melbourne, and now in the capital city that you're listening in.
Yeah, God. Boy. I can also say I've done all that because this show goes to all those places, yeah?
Of course.
Oh, you're not wrong. So in the biz, we do something that's called a phone topic where we take something from the news and put a spin on it, ask a question to the audience. And Angus is so good at these.
Well, I've so many. I've seen iteration of every single news headline that I've had to come up with a topic that people call in on.
So we're going to slam two news stories at you. You're going to make two topics per story.
Yep.
We'll pick the funniest and then we'll actually do it.
Yep, we'll do that phone topic.
Oh, fun. Okay.
I don't know these headlines, obviously.
Kick us off, birthday girl.
Okay. Moby is celebrating his 32-year vegan anniversary, which is huge. By getting animal and rights written in capital letters down his arm. If you haven't seen this photo, you have to see it. It's like inconceivably large.
131060, are you a vegan who eats meat secretly?
Ooh, that's a good one, Gus.
And 131060, such a simple one. Bad tattoos.
Oh, hang on, that's going to win.
Yeah.
That one.
Bad tattoos.
I quite like the first one.
Yeah. My topic is hope on horizon for escaped Russian spy whale. After video of its rugby skills goes viral.
I saw that beluga.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
So there's a beluga whale who's playing rugby with people on the boat.
So cute. I've watched that so many times. I've not had a lot on this week.
Yeah.
131060, government conspiracies.
Ooh.
That would be a good one. Because everyone's saying it's a Russian-trained whale.
Yeah.
Or 131060, have you had an encounter with a whale?
Ooh.
Whale encounters.
Which one do you like?
Having a whale of the time. I think I like the first one. It's up to our producer, Jane.
Going to pick. What phone topic do we like out there? The producers,
I like, are you a vegan that secretly eats meat?
I think I like, are you a vegan that secretly eats meat?
Yes.
Oh,
well,
tough,
we can do it. 131060. Are you a vegan who secretly eats meat?
You can use a fake name and a fake loco.
You can be anonymous if you like.
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's get your calls on. It's off the tattoos that Moby got, animal rights down his arm. You can Google the photo.
And also, if we did bag tattoos, it would have been unfair because you could just talk about yourself.
That's really funny. We'll take your calls next.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
You're listening to Angus, the salty radio dog. There's not a single topic he hasn't covered.
Yeah, Angus has been in radio literally his entire life, I swear.
I got long service leave.
Yeah, that's wild. And he's 31. Yeah.
Well, you haven't used it yet?
Pardon?
Have you used it yet?
No, I haven't had a chance.
Oh, hopefully, like soon.
Yeah, it's really hard to take. Anyway, so we are doing, I guess, the Salty Radio Dog. There, he has covered almost every topic under the sun.
Yeah, I think so. So this one we've done, you gave me the headline about Moby's new tattoos.
Yeah, so he's got animal and rights written in caps down his arms to celebrate his 32-year vegan anniversary. You have to see this photo. Can we put it up on the Hit Weekend Insta?
Yeah, we can.
Because it is unbelievable how giant this tat is. And so we threw it to you to come up with some phone topics on the spot.
I came up with bad tattoos, which could have been one. The other one is, are you a vegan who secretly eats meat? Mm. Now, I've gone vegan over
Congrats.
The past 7 days.
And you've been
days.
A good boy, haven't you?
I've been very good. Like, yeah. I mean, there's been, like, some cheeses ended up in some stuff, but, like, it's all been accidental.
Yeah.
So, but I've been pretty good with my veganism.
Hardcore. Good on you.
I do love a good veggie or vegan. My brother's vegetarian, yep. Zach, and he's pretty strong with it, and I'll give him credit. However, when he's, you know, smashed a few beers, and there's a little cheeky McChicken that gets slammed down. He goes, oh, I didn't realise there was chicken in it. I'm like, it's a McChicken.
It is tough. Like, you know,
yeah. Oh, no, I didn't know.
What? You know. That's chicken.
Oh, I had a nugget. Oh.
But it is tough when you've had a few Negronis to then kind of justify a falafel wrap at a kebab store.
Right,
yeah,
right.
True.
I get it. We've had a call from John, who's been vegan for 3 years but secretly eats chicken nuggets. Couldn't be on the phone for long enough.
Everyone's seduced by chicken nuggets.
But he didn't want to reveal. He didn't want to reveal.
No, it's not even his real name. Mary, in Victoria, you're a vegan but you secretly eat meat. What kind of meat and why?
So I've been a vegan for like 7 years, but I cannot go past a hamburger.
Okay, well, but you haven't been a vegan for 7 years.
Yeah, see, does that count? I don't think so.
Of course it doesn't count.
Thank you.
Now, is it alcohol-based or you just can't stop yourself from smacking a Huckster burger or something?
Usually alcohol-based, but if I'm by myself, I secretly go and find yummy burgers and...
You're not a vegan then, Mary. That's a vegan. Fraud.
You're just someone who likes vegetables.
Yeah.
Then tofu.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
So Tyler the Creator had a music festival. I don't know Tyler the Creator. Is it because I'm not cool enough? Like, I just
he's quite an indie act, I would say, but he's kind of become quite popular. Yeah. His latest album, Igor, was very cool.
So he started a big rap group called Odd Future.
Yeah.
And they were like rebellious young skaters who used to rap. But however... they're not split up, but they kind of went off on their own side projects. And the one that Tyler has just made, this new album, is a very different. Like, it's not as heavy hip-hop.
No.
Like, it's right. Really, really good.
And it's called Earthquake, which is really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I know that song. Earthquake. So they, Tyler, the Creator, had a music festival, and Drake was the surprise headliner. But the rumor was, yeah.
I haven't seen this live.
I can't, Nick. But rumor was it was meant to be Frank Ocean. So Drake comes out, surprise headliner. Imagine that. I would be stoked to see Drake, and I'm not the biggest Drake fan.
Well, the number one global streaming artist.
Good music. And he's just, you know, in LA, they have like a Drake station over there. Like, we like him here, but they love him in the States.
OVO.
Anyway, because it was meant to be Frank Ocean, the audience, instead of being hyped for Drake, started chanting, "We want Frank." And then he finished his performance, Drake, and I guess he didn't quite want to leave or needed some more validation, and this happened. Oh, my God.
Like I said, I'm here for you tonight. If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. What's up? If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. Okay. It's been love. I love y'all. I go by the name of Drake. Thank you for having me.
He actually handled it with a lot of class.
He did.
For the people who were booing him going, no, where's Frank? But the weird thing is, it's like Frank was never coming. That was just one person who probably sent a tweet out going, oh, my God, Frank Ocean's first performance in 2 years. Can't wait. Oh. And it set the place alight. And so they were disappointed. But how can you be disappointed? Drake.
Yeah. And they interviewed some people in the crowd. And they were like, oh, just because we didn't understand what was happening, that's why we booed. Because there was no one directing what was going on. I'm like, booing this is a pretty big deal.
Booing is like the worst thing. Mm. I like... harrowed by it. I would never boo anyone. I actually did a boxing gig in Toowoomba when I lived in Toowoomba.
Wait, a boxing gig?
Yeah, like I'm like MC, like, and
I thought you meant you boxed.
You know, I was like, no, I'd barely move. I just wanted to wear a suit and be in the ring. I thought that would be fun. And, you know, the other
we could do radio code war and you could fight Monty Diamond.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, that would actually be really fun. But I was really excited to get in there and they were like, you know, ladies and gentlemen, our guest host for the night, Tanya Hennessy. Boo. And then I had to do 2 hours of ring announcing. And every time I would get up, I would be booed. And it was horrific. Like, you cannot boo someone. It is the most soul-destroying thing in the world. I'd like to know on 131060 when you've been in an environment where you've heard booing or what started a booing. Because in my mind, almost nothing justifies boo.
All right, well, let's do it. 131060, let's talk boos. Have you booed? Were you booed? What happened to cause a boo? And I'll tell you the story up next of the time that I started a full assembly boo.
No! Yeah. Angus, you'd better have a good excuse.
I don't. I was saying boards.
I have the story for you next on Weekend Breakfast, and hopefully you do too.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
But talking about boos, were you booed? Did you start booing? Or what situation were you in where a boo began?
It's awful. I've been booed. And I've been in situations where people have also been booed, and so is Drake. He was a surprise headliner at Tyler, the Creator's music festival. And he comes out, does this. People thought it was going to be Frank Ocean, so they were pissed. And they started chanting, "We want Frank," and then just started straight up booing Drake.
Like I said, I'm here for you tonight. If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. What's up? If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. Well, look. It's been love. I love y'all. I go by the name of Drake. Thank you for having me.
He did handle it very well. However, his face.
Probably the first time Drake's been booed in the last 5 years.
Oh, yeah, he looked gutted. Mm. Like, I don't think he was ready for that.
I'll put my hand up and say I started a boo once.
No, Gus. Why?
Grew up in a little coastal town of Torquay Primary School. It's just out of Melbourne, about an hour out of Melbourne, and One of the jobs as a responsibility in grade six was to do the flag. So someone's job, one of the school captains, was to put the flag up at assembly as it got raised to the national anthem. And the school captain, who was a year older, so I was in year five or whatever it is, primary school, or less than that, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, he put the Union Jack up the wrong way. So the flag was upside down. I was like, and started it. And the thing about it was, like, it kicked off, and, you know, 400 kids are all booing the school captain, who's like, trying to bring it sheepishly down.
Oh, poor kid.
But one of the teachers also joined in.
No way.
And the principal saw the teacher join in, and he was reprimanded for it.
Did he lose his job?
He's one of my favorite teachers. Nah, I don't think so.
I went to a premiere of Ghost Rider with Nicolas Cage. Yeah.
Oh, my God, that star, that horrendous actress, Rebel Wilson, I believe.
Oh, yeah, she was.
No, well, I love her. But, yeah, people booed in the premiere.
That was a shocking movie.
Shocking. People were walking out and booing. I was like, this is awful.
Let's talk boos. Anthony in New South Wales, what was the situation?
Oh, hey, guys, I'm going to throw a stone in the works. I'm a pro wrestler for fun, and I actually love getting booed.
You're a pro wrestler?
You play the bad, the villain.
Hey,
the
bad, interesting.
What's your wrestling name, bro?
Oh, Tony Cruz.
Tony Cruz.
Okay.
He's better than you, you know?
Do you have a signature finishing move?
Yeah, cruise control.
That's so good!
Yeah, boy! Love it.
Solid.
Sorry, boo!
So that's like the one way that it's okay.
Gabrielle, what is your booing story?
Guys, I'm still traumatised by this. I used to work in a sports stadium a few moons ago, and I was on the ground after the match, and one of the footballers tried to throw his boots into the crowd, but he was a better footballer than he was a thrower, and they landed at my feet. So I picked them up, and I'm not allowed to throw them into the crowd. It's also pretty dangerous. Mm-hmm. So I'm holding them, and the whole crowd in that section is like, give them to me. I'm like, I can't, guys, sorry. They all started booing me, and then they chanted, "You are a not good person."
I love it. I get involved with those chants.
The good thing was, checked them on eBay. How much you sell them for in the end?
Well, you know, I didn't. I should have. I'm still traumatized. Even this call, I'm like, oh, God, I can't even talk about it.
Yeah, you're like reliving it.
Exactly. Right.
Let's take her out the only way we know how.
Boom.
No!
Gabrielle!
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Hey, guys, happy International Kindness Week.
It is. Hey, quickly, can I just jump in here? The Hit Network, the one that we're on, is actually a huge supporter of the Smith Family Toy and Book Appeal. Because, of course, this Christmas, the appeal is going to deliver gifts and more to 27,000 disadvantaged Australian children. Beautiful. Who otherwise would go without. So for more information on how you guys could help, search Toy and Book Peel.
That's very nice.
That's my kindness. Get that out there. Help those disadvantaged children.
I love hearing that. And, yeah, I like to celebrate. Angus,
you can do more than that.
Look at that. That's my kindness.
That's my kindness.
Angus' idea to do the session.
That was actually off the top of the head.
yeah, I love sharing the kindness. However, I had a bit of a bad week. I did something pretty stupid. Do you know something that's really essential in me living my life?
Your chair?
Oxygen?
Probably equal with oxygen would be my wheelchair.
Sure.
I really need that because guess what? Can't walk very well. I'd be crawling around. Might even be skateboarding if I didn't have it. Not sure. However, I was at the airport during the week and I parked there. I was away for a couple of days and I parked there. And as I've mentioned on the show, I can drive a car. Mm-hmm. I just tape my feet to the pedals. Nah. It's got hand controls, yeah. So you hold them in your hand, you kind of rotate your wrist and then it brakes and accelerates.
That's amazing.
Obviously, people always go, how do you get your chair in the car? So what you do is you sit on the driver's seat, you take the wheels off, and then you pull the wheelchair across your lap and you put it on the front passenger
seat. Is it heavy?
No, I don't think it weighs about 8 kilos. It's made out of titanium these days.
Right.
So anyway, I got in the driver's seat and I was about to drive off and I got in and then I kind of had a bit of a leg spasm because my legs get a bit tight. But I didn't notice, and I obviously just sent a quick text to you. Might have had a quick look on Instagram before I looked back. And then I looked back, and this had happened. Getting in my car, and I've kicked my wheelchair.
Oh.
No! What do I do?
And with that audio is a visual of your wheelchair being about 6 to 7 feet away from you. Like, it's in the middle
It's in the middle of the road. Yeah. So, like, it would have been 6 to 7 meters away, and I couldn't get it. And the problem was I couldn't reverse my car either because there was a car behind me that left his, like, bum out. So I had to reverse into my chair. So I couldn't get it.
There's no way to get
it. So I'm sitting on the side. I'm going like this. People are walking past, and I'm like, hello, hello, hello. And people are looking at me and then just walking off because they didn't know. Like, because they were ages away.
Jeez, Dylan Alcott's friendly.
Hello, Dylan.
Yeah, I was like.
Good to see you.
I see you right down there. Get up, man.
Yeah.
And then luckily, a gentleman called Sam came to my rescue. Thank you, mate.
No worries, did you need it?
Yes, because I can't walk.
Oh, yeah, I'll open this.
I've been here for like 5 minutes.
Sorry.
Wait, you're a legend. Give me a high five. Boom.
I love that bit where he goes, do you need it?
Do you need it?
Do you know need it is my favourite.
And then my natural reply is like, yeah, brother, I can't walk. But I was stranded. So on International Kindness Week, I want to give a special shout out to my boy Sam.
Well done, Sam.
Thank you for saving the day. Otherwise, I would still be at Melbourne Airport.
We could only dream.
You could only dream.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I want to talk job myths. 131060.
Oh, yeah. You want to see two hot guys and a third hot guy? No, geez. Okay, I'm real tired. Want to see two hot guys and a hot girl? Hit Instagram.
Perfect.
Hit Instagram.
Like it. Whatever, mate. I'm tired. it's my birthday.
We're talking job myths right now on 131060. Is there a myth about your job? Now, this is based off a Lad Bible video.
Lads.
Had a guy called Mark. It doesn't say what crime he went to jail for, but he did go to a big population American jail. And so he then made a video, which Lad Bible shared, where he's kind of debunking some of the biggest myths about prison life.
If and when you do drop that bar of soap in a prison shower, and the myth that when you bend down to pick it up, another prisoner will magically appear right behind you, that's not entirely true. In fact, TV shows don't do too bad of a job portraying prison food to be just as horrible as it really is. In fact, I cannot think of one single prison meal that I actually ate over the course of all of the time that I spent locked up that was actually good. There is this myth that while in prison, prisoners will only learn to commit more crimes. And to be completely honest with you, this one is kind of true.
You've got so much time. The thing that you've got in common with all these people is, what do you get yourself in here for?
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to shoplift, I've got a great way to do it, guys.
Yeah, right. They got me in here.
I love the way you were saying that the meals are gross. It's like, well, yeah, you're incarcerated because you committed a crime.
I don't want to hear
they're giving you, Subway.
No, but it's not just about punishment. It's also about rehabilitation.
Yeah, but not when it comes to food. I don't want to hear like, oh, so like George Colin Bowers came in and he made a degustation meal and then he underpaid his staff.
yeah.
So yeah, they're all getting underpaid in there.
I want to talk job myths. What is a myth about your job? Let's start in radio. A lot of people think our show starts at 7. We probably rock up at 6.55. Hell no.
Nah, 6, 7. I get here like 5 to 6.
Oh, well, Dylan, you're 6.57 on a good day.
What? I am here an hour before prepping.
No, but we do some preparation. We have meetings before the show to make sure what we're doing we like, which equal share of voice, all of that stuff.
And the other thing that people say about radio, sorry, Dylan, is that your producers come up with everything, but we actually come up with all the content.
Oh, producers help as well, though.
They do, but the majority of what we bring and what we say on the air, we have decided or thought that that's what we'd like to bring to
a lot of people think radio is scripted, that we have scripts in front of us and we're just reading our part like a play, but that is not true. It's all off the cuff.
I got another one as well, although I'm definitely not complaining. Mm. People think when you're a sports person, like a tennis player, that you're traveling the world, sitting by the river, drinking red wine, hanging out with models. Mm-hmm.
But you're not. You're sitting by a pool.
When you are playing tennis, honestly, it's tennis courts, transport, room service, tennis courts, transport, room service, airport.
Okay. Yeah.
Although, I'd like to know, still a pretty good gig.
Not bad.
Yeah. Do cops really like froth a donut?
Okay, freebies.
Is that a myth?
Oh, free McDonald's. Is that a myth about your job?
Free McDonald's.
Of course, remember that. Let's do 131060. What is your job and a myth about your job that you'd like to debunk?
Or another one, that doing radio with you guys is fun.
We'll take your calls next on Weekend Breakfast.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
If and when you do drop that bar of soap in a prison shower, and the myth that when you bend down to pick it up, another prisoner will magically appear right behind you, that's not entirely true. There is this myth that while in prison, prisoners will only learn to commit more crimes. And to be completely honest with you, this one is kind of true.
Got another little myth about being a Paralympian and playing wheelchair tennis.
Sure.
Yeah.
Pretty much half the field can walk.
What?
So just because you're in a wheelchair, like I can't walk, I'm in a wheelchair, but they have impairments where they can't play able-bodied tennis, like against you guys. However, they can still walk. So they walk on court sometimes and everyone's like, what's going on there?
And then hop into a wheelchair
and
play.
In that wheelchair and play, yeah.
That's really interesting.
There you go. Because they might have like cerebral palsy, be able to walk a bit, might be an amputee, you know, whatever it is.
Okay, right. Interesting.
That's a cool one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, because everyone's like, what the hell? Why is that guy carrying his wheelchair on his shoulders?
He's a fraud!
He's a fraud!
Oh, yeah.
I've always thought about David Wagner like that. That's Dylan's main competitor.
That's good gear.
Terry in Wagga, what is a myth about your job? What's your job?
My job is a car salesman.
Upper, nice. And the myth is?
That there's huge markups in the car industry.
Okay, that is such a truth.
So there's not big markups?
No. Okay. A lot of the brands actually cost the dealership to sell.
Oh.
What?
Just to offload them.
Yeah.
Make room.
Yeah. What about the myth that car salesmen are horrible blokes? Is that real or true?
Obviously not.
It's not true because we say no to you. Who likes being told no?
What do you mean?
I don't get that.
Ooh. You ask for a huge discount and I say, no, I can't do it. Who's the worst person in the room?
The guy guy that didn't give the discount.
That's fair enough.
Do they say like a car salesman, like the sort of thing is that they're sleazy and stuff as well?
Yeah, obviously not Terry. He's
not
a great
Terry
person
from Wagga. Legend day.
It is true though. I saw on the documentary called Matilda where this young girl has real magical powers that her father did wind back the speedometer though. I know that's a true fact from that documentary.
Great the doco. Documentary of Matilda by Roald Dahl.
Yes.
Yeah, good doco.
Alicia in Bendigo, what's the job myth?
My husband's a mechanic and he works with so many guys that don't know how to fix the car. They know how to insert a computer into the car and that will tell them the problem.
Oh, right.
What?
Okay,
so it's all technical.
Oh, that's the myth.
I have no idea.
Yeah, so a lot of mechanics don't know from looking at an engine these days how to fix it, but the computer will tell them exactly where to look.
Oh, good one.
Exactly. Okay.
That's really interesting.
David in Randwick, what's your job myth?
Yeah, how are you going? I'm a criminal defence lawyer, and I get it all the time. People say, how can you defend someone who's guilty? How can you defend someone who's guilty? And the answer is that we can't. And because you've got your first duties to the court, your second duties to the client. So if a client says to me, listen, I did it, but get me off, I have to say to him, well, now I know that you're guilty. I have a duty to tell you to plead guilty. And he says, no, I've got to pull out. I'm conflicted.
Oh.
So
that's a great one. That's a really interesting one.
Because Ivan Milat recently passed away behind bars, and they showed footage of his lawyer at the time when he was being convicted. I'm like, how do you be that guy? There you go. It's all explained. Thank you very much,
he's
David.
He's admitted guilt. I could talk to David all day.
And for a couple of callers as well, we're going to give them a Natio pack. It's Australian-owned and made gentle, effective skincare. We've got some cleansers, toners, moisturizers, hydrating packs.
Ooh.
All of that coming your way.
You could use that in handy there, Gussie, because of that delicious moustache you got on your face.
Thank you. Movember, raising money
for
men's health.
Doing good.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Hey, I did something to my body this week that has genuinely changed me as a person.
Whoa.
Can you not see it?
Yeah.
Well, now you've lifted up your top, we can.
Yeah.
No, I guess.
You're an idiot. You're a funny man. Hey, a lot of my friends are currently getting engaged. Shout out to them. Tim and Anna got engaged.
Oh, I love Tim.
Guy and Zoe, Antoine and Julia.
Anto.
Yeah, they absolutely nailed the engagement process as well.
Oh, the partner's very happy?
Yeah, they're very, very happy. But
how much did they have to say in the women?
Well, that was the boys did all the ring shopping. So I think they had a little bit of like tutelage here and there. However, they did it. And I've got to say, first and foremost, shout out for getting it correct. And
all three.
Yeah, all three absolutely love their rings. However, I was thinking like, you know, the three of us aren't engaged yet, and it could happen, definitely. You know,
what would you do? Would you just go for it? Would you risk it all?
Oh, I think I know what I'm going to get. I've got a bit of an
idea.
He's already in the prowls.
What about you? You haven't looking around? Zammels? Hey, Michael Hill Jeweler. Getting it done.
I think I would just put the responsibility to Janny, her mum. Just because you can't really go wrong if you go, look, I'm going to design it with mum in mind. So then it's then everyone feels like they're involved. And if she doesn't like it, I can go, well, your bloody mum led me down this garden path.
Are you dropping hints, Tanya, about what you want?
Yeah, you're 6 years with Tommy.
Five. But I don't know. I don't know what suits me or what I want.
That's why it's hard for the guy.
I don't know.
See, that makes it tough for Tommy. See, I've thrown out some feelers with Shanti, and I got a bit of an idea what potentially she might like. However, if you stuff it up?
You're in 6 months, mate.
What if
relax?
But you got to know. You never
take
know.
A cold glass of
that
water.
Dylan.
What happens
that's
if
so
you stuff
sweet.
It up? So I want to know on 131060, did you get an engagement ring that you hated, and did you keep it? Did you swap it? How did you bring it up with
How
your partner?
How did you tell them?
Because that's awkward as.
Because do you not think sometimes you can't hide your reaction? You're like, I'm so psyched to marry you, but that truly sucks. Horrific.
Yeah, I've had some conversations with my girlfriend Emily, and just the vibe I get is she loves a cubic zirconia. So,
sir.
A-okay on that side. I said, whatever size you want, babe. Let's do it. Ellie in Bendigo, tell us about the engagement ring. You didn't like it.
I love it.
Oh, okay.
So I got to be taken into the jewellery shop and picked my own ring.
Oh,
and he proposed to me in the jewellery shop.
Oh,
so I love
no!
it.
How classless.
No.
Oh,
no,
I love that.
That's
I think
romantic.
That's really cute.
Wait, no. Didn't you want him to risk it and have a crack, Ellie?
Yeah.
No, because we've got completely different tastes. We're completely different people, but that's what works so well.
Were you just like, I just want the bloody biggest one.
Yin and yang. That's beautiful. Thanks, Ellie. But we're going to go the other direction. We want to talk about the engagement rings you didn't like, because no one wants to hear, oh, my God, it's set in platinum. We want to hear, he got it so wrong, it's a topaz, and I'm allergic. It's my kryptonite.
You did that very well.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I wanted a bloody radiant diamond.
131060, let's talk. Did you hate your engagement ring? And your call's next.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Talking about your bad engagement rings. Was it bad or is it bad?
Yeah.
Past tense, current tense.
When did you get proposed to and it just stunk? Like, obviously their heart was in the right place, but they just wasn't good at the design, hadn't done their research. And I just want to know, did you take it back? Is it still on your finger?
What's the protocol?
Like, is it still on your finger and you look at it every day and you go, that's crap.
The worst.
Yeah.
How honest can you be?
It's a sketchy one.
Honest.
For Christmas present a couple of years ago, Tom bought me a ring, just like a, you know, Merry Christmas ring, and I hated it.
A Merry Christmas ring, that's not a thing, but yeah.
And I told him I hated it in front of my entire family.
You're broken.
And he is terrified about getting an engagement ring.
Yeah, fair enough, too.
Let's talk about the cost. Is the old, like, 3 months' wage? Do we still agree with that? I mean, I'm not getting my girlfriend $100,000 ring.
Like, no. So I was going to say, Angus, your grand's $300,000 ring.
I thought I'd beat you to it.
Damn it.
Is that still a thing? Do we believe in that?
No, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think I'll put any sort of monetary idea in it. It's just going to be right.
How much is
it? If it looks cool, if it feels right.
How much is a Zamel's ring anyway?
Oh, mate, wait till the Christmas catalogue. They're always swiping it, slashing the prices. Carly, you hated your engagement ring. Why?
So I didn't hate the engagement ring itself. I hated how much it cost.
Oh, good.
And it was very blingy. I was like, I thought we were just going to do something simple.
So you did hate it.
You had a Kardashian cut. So how much was it?
A Kardashian cut.
It was almost $10,000.
Whoa.
You said we had to spend 3 months of the wage. And I know it. I was commenting that it was an old thing that everyone had to do previously.
Ah, so that was 3 months of his wage. Well, I mean, good wicket. I mean, stay with him.
10 grand, Dubbo's baller.
That'd be cool if someone, like, if Tom bought me a $10,000 ring, I'd be living my best life.
Let's go to Maddie. Maddie in Croydon. Let's talk about your engagement ring. Why didn't you like it?
Well, okay, so I loved it because I got to pick it out, but it was from Cash Converters, and then me and my ex separated, and he went and pawned it again.
No way.
It's a bad luck ring.
Yeah, there's bad juju on secondhand rings, isn't there? That's the whole thing.
Yeah, 100%. There's like one story that should stick to one story ring.
How much did he pawn it for the second time?
I don't know, because we don't talk anymore, he only paid $400 for it originally. So.
Okay, well, you could probably spend a little bit more.
Yeah. That's a tough couple of months if it's 3 months worth. really struggling.
Another question around this. Let's quickly just, I just want to get quick flash answers. If she breaks up with him, does she get to keep the ring?
Yeah, she keeps it.
Whoa.
No.
Oh, yeah, I can.
Really? Nah, I want it back.
Do you actually want to go to the hassle to get it back?
To then pawn it off to make some money off it. She's broken my heart, absolutely. If it's a guy doing it, then she
I'd just be like, catch.
Okay, well, not everyone's got your money. Bree, let's go to you. Talk about your engagement ring that you don't like.
Well, it's actually my sister. She got engaged a couple of months ago. And when she sent me through a photo, I was like, show me the ring. I was like, oh, my God. And so I had to be like, oh, so do you like that? Because it just wasn't her style at all. And I knew that she's very kind, so she would have been so happy to have been engaged, but that it just wasn't her at all. And it wasn't even necessarily about size or money spent. No. It was just not the style.
There's the first woman who's ever said size
doesn't matter. It was just uggos. So what did she do about it?
Well, I just said to her, I'm like, if you don't love it, like, you need to say that to him because you're going to wear it forever and you don't want to just be looking down on it sad all the time when you see it. So then she's like, is it going to hurt his feelings? I'm like, no, if he loves you, he might be a little bit sad about it, but I'm sure he'll want to get you the right one. And so, yeah, he told him, and then they went shopping together and bought the ring that she wanted.
Oh, happy ending. That's nice. And we're gonna finish this. Remember how in the meeting you said you wanted to say that thing to Emily now?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. In the meeting you said you were going to propose.
Ready? Emily, Dylan's going to propose to Chantel, and we're invited to the wedding, baby!
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Hey, have you noticed what I've done to my body?
Yep, I figured it out in the song.
Well, I know that you're off sugar and you look fantastic.
You do look
it looks
great.
Like you have just been dropping the kilos you've been trying to get into for summer.
But you said
it's awful.
You said I miss sugar. You said you did something else. I know what it is. You've got your hair up in a bun. Haven't seen that before.
What? I always wear my hair up.
Yeah, that was the joke.
No. Oh. No, I got a really epic spray tan on.
You are looking bronze. But I thought it was natural. You look good.
Natural? Natural? I'm wearing ultra dark. I had to, like, bake in this for 9 hours.
Yeah, but it looks real.
I smelt horrific.
You do
when
smell
you get
bad.
A spray tan, I do smell. Because it makes your sweat smell even worse.
Yeah, if this was a TV show, it would be as controversial as the episode of Hey Hey, It's Saturday.
Angus, that's...
No, it's not that bad. It does, but I do smell though.
It's appropriation.
Just like it's not. Smell combined with the tan. I'm just harrowing.
There's a lot of coconut going on.
When you slept last night and got a bit sweaty, did your sheets and that go orange? Was it like running?
Nah, she's like baked on.
Okay.
Baked on, but I will tell you this.
Well, you did it because, of course, your makeup line launched yesterday at Priceline. And so you're doing the rounds in Sydney, Parramatta. You went to the Priceline store there.
Parramatta, yeah. And because the palette is about bread, the launch was at Rose Bay Sonoma, which is a bakery. It was the best morning ever. I ate so much bread, which is why I got a tan, because tanning makes you lose, like makes you look like you've lost weight, says the person with 2 degrees. But I honestly change when I get a tan. I'm like normal, get a tan. Everyone's beneath me.
Become a flog. Yeah.
Like I like think I'm better than everyone. I get a real arrogance about me.
Normally, that's there without the tan.
Normally people are like, do you want to get in a photo? I'm like, reluctantly. I will do like a full photo shoot when I've got a tan on. Legs out, never. I'm like a jean girl. When I got a tan, I could comfortably wear hot pants. Because I'm like, look at this. Look at, like, my confidence goes, I go from like a 2 to a 400.
Are you going to wear hot pants today?
I would if I could find some in my size. But like when I have no tan, good luck getting me out of the house. I'm like, I don't really like it. I look good. With a tan, I am walking out the door. It's like everything's in slow-mo. I'm like, you know, finger pointing, winking at people. Tans make you
tan
a wanker.
Swag. Mm. Tan swag.
Tan swag. Well, you know, I did you launch your own makeup line now, and I did a couple of months suggest that you had your own your fake tan line, remember? Tan your Hennessy.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was pretty good back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. That's so good. Cool.
It's the tan for the everyday girl.
Unfortunately, Angus.
whatever your line is for your makeup palette, it's the relatable makeup that you've always needed.
It's such a good idea. Angus and I actually trademarked it. So if you want it, you can buy it off us.
How much?
A lot.
Dylan, you are fine for cash.
Hey, I'm a struggling Paralympian. How dare you?
Really?
You got to stop with that line, bruh. I've seen your house.
As he laughs and rubs his fingers together like a Scrooge.
I did not.
That's our show, Tanya. Once again, you look great and it is your birthday.
Happy bloody birthday, T-Banger.
Thanks, boys.
Your present from us is you get to do it all again tomorrow.
Excellent.
You're going to have a little B-Day hangover?
Yeah. You can have a couple of Aperol spritzes tonight and we'll lift up the show tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll carry you.
Just cross the T's and dot the I's and we'll do the rest. You deserve it.
Great. That's what I do most weeks, so looking forward to doing it again.
Tomorrow, 7 o'clock, anything you missed on the Instagram, hit Weekend Breakfast. Till then, bye.
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 Across Australia, Weekend Breakfast. Turn the radio on. With Dylan Alcott, Tanya Hennessy and Angus O'Loughlin.